type 1 diabetes eradicated, type 2 diabetes has been eradicated, so high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lupus, oh God, kidney disease. The list goes on. The list goes on and on and on.
Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
And let me just say that if you know someone who's having issues with obesity, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, dementia, Alzheimer's, arthritis, or any type of joint pain, then you've come to the right place. My name is Vince Ferguson. I'm the president of Body Sculpt of New York and host of the 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast, where we believe in informing, motivating, and inspiring you to live a healthy lifestyle. And today, backed by popular demand, is my good friend, Orvel Douglas. Orvel is a certified nutrition and diet specialist and a fruitarian. I've known Orvel for close to 25 years. His lifestyle and teachings have not only changed the trajectory of my life, but thousands of others. He served as my lead nutritionist for my not-for-profit organization, Body Sculpt of New York, and for my many programs that I produce for my 6 Weeks to Fitness programs. He has been so instrumental in transforming so many lives, and he's still doing that today. So I am pleased to welcome Orvel Douglas back to my 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast. Orvel, how are you? How are you today?
Hi, Vince. I'm good. What about yourself?
Well, you look great. I'm good, my brother. Thank you again for sharing some time with me today and with the audience.
Thank you for having me. Thanks for having me.
Now, ordinarily, I would interview, ask questions of my guests, and the guests will hopefully answer my questions. But this time, I'm going to do things a little differently. We're going to start out with a couple questions, but I want you to take the questions from the audience.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I don't know what they want to know, but it's better sometimes to have the audience ask the question directly.
Absolutely.
Because again, you've done some amazing work. And I can't tell you again, I'm thankful that the impact you made in my life, because as somebody into the fitness world, I thought it was all about exercise. And as long as you exercise, it didn't matter what you ate. But as you told me, you said, you can't outrun a bad diet. So no matter how hard I was running and working out, I couldn't beat those fries and the hamburgers and the ice cream and the cakes and cookies. I tried, but it just didn't work.
Yeah.
You know, but when I met you and you shared to me what it's all about, then my world changed. And I was able to help others because of that, you know? So let's get started with me asking you a question. Oh, where did it start for you, okay? Where did it begin? Where did this healthy lifestyle journey begin in your life where you decided to change the trajectory of what you were doing and to start becoming a fruitarian?
Well, at the beginning, I was, when I first came to the United States, back here, I think it was 1993, I gained all this weight. I was always a slim person. And then I just didn't like the way I looked. So I decided to research nutrition and health. So I was reading a lot of books, and I knew I had to exercise, but I didn't really know. Well, I knew nutrition, but I knew it had to be more precise, because I just had to get this excess weight off. I wasn't used to having this excess weight on me. So I decided to basically, I stopped everything that was bad for you. You know, like I was in the gym 6 days a week. At the time I was drinking alcohol, I stopped drinking alcohol. I just drank water, juices, changed my whole diet. And within 8 weeks, I lost like 50 pounds.
Wow, 8 weeks.
Yeah. 8 weeks. And ever since I've kept it off, you know, I never went back to that place again. And I don't plan to go back there either.
Most definitely. I know you grew up in England, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And I remember hearing a story about your family. And
yes.
And talk about your family and why you changed the way you are living today based on that.
Well, yeah, it was more or less, and I was just seeing like family members, not my immediate family, because they're pretty good with their health. But I'm talking about like uncles and aunts, mm-hmm. at a certain when I was a very young person, and they would say like they're like maybe 30 years old, 20, 30 years old, they were like fit and healthy. But when they got to a certain age, it just seemed like everybody got sick. You know, it's like after 40 or whatever, you know, people just getting sick. And I just thought to myself, well, if that's happening to them, that's my destination. So I didn't want to be part of that. I always said to myself, for me, it's always been about prevention rather than cure. You know, I just wanted to be the healthiest I can be because I can see these people fit and healthy. And then, you know, they cannot do things that they normally do before. And I just didn't want to be like that. You know, so I just said, well, you know, I don't know what God has planned for me. But I said, you know, if I don't try something and just, you know, I'm still at a young age and try to do this more about prevention. Yes. Because a lot of time people tend to go into these things when they have something to reverse. You know, but for me, it was a total opposite. It was more about prevention than cure.
What age were your relatives when you noticed the decline of their health?
About like 40 years and up, you know, about 40 years and up. That's when it's kind of started to, you know, yeah.
Yeah. And the reason I asked that, man, is because you wear your age like a badge of honor. Most people, when they reach the half century mark, they don't want to talk about they're getting older, what age they are, you know?
Right.
But with you, you proudly say and share your age. So your family members in their 40s, you notice the decline.
Yes, how old are you now? 60.
60 years old, right?
Yes.
And that's amazing because as long as I've known you, I've known you for around 25 years. And you don't seem to have aged one day since I've met you in the gym. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
Okay, it's a testament to good genes, but also a healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely. You know? It's a combination of both. You know, I got good genes. I got, you know, young looking family, but looking young on the outside cannot protect your inside.
Mm. Every time I ask a question, more wisdom comes out. Yes, man. Looking healthy on the outside doesn't really tell what's going on the inside.
On the inside, absolutely not. No.
Oh man! Yeah. Now, yeah, exactly. Now, several years ago, you created a program called the Fruitarian Challenge, Fruit Feast Challenge.
Yes.
How did that idea come about, and what is the Fruit Feast Challenge?
Well, the idea came about. So, I was posting about me being a fruitarian on Facebook on my regular page. You know, that eating fruits and exercising. And so one day, this lady, I cannot remember her name. I wish I could, you know, and I'm sure she's still my Facebook friend. So if you're on Facebook and you see, please let me know who you are. She mentioned to me, have you ever thought about creating like a page? So that you can probably show people what actually get people to join in for what you're doing. I said, you know something? That's a great idea. And that's exactly what I did. So I created a page. And people were joining. I think it was 2016, this when it first started out. People were joining, and I just said, well, this is what you have to do. I posted the rules, eat fruits, if you can exercise, and that's what they were doing. And within the very first challenge that I did, I got like a lot of people sending me messages saying that everything has improved. They lost weight, their blood pressure went down, their diabetes reversed. This was the first challenge, the actually first challenge I did. And some of these people didn't even stay for the whole 30 days, you know, they made it 10 days, 15 days, but it still happened so quickly. So what I did, I documented everything regarding these reversals that I was getting, and I decided to share them on Facebook. I created a document and I shared them on Facebook, all over Facebook for the years. Wow. So I've been doing this Fruit Feast Challenge. It's been every other month. Since 2016, I have not missed a month. I have not missed a Fruit Feast Challenge. It's always been from then.
Wow. And you said since what year?
2016. July 2016. That was when the first Fruit Feast Challenge started.
Going on 8 years.
Yes.
Right? And earlier I mentioned for people who know someone who've gotten, let's say, heart disease, dementia, high blood pressure, obesity. Have you noticed in your challenge those diseases actually being reduced or eradicated?
Yes. You know, we've had cancer eradicated, type 1 diabetes eradicated, type 2 diabetes have been eradicated, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lupus, oh God, kidney disease. The list goes on. The list goes on and on and on.
It goes on. Wow. And this is all within a 30-day period. Is that correct?
Yeah, these people, some of them, it didn't happen in 30 days. Some of them did, or less than that. You know, I had one guy who had diabetes for 22 years, and after 2 weeks, he was totally gone off his old medicine. And up to this day, which is like 6 years later, he still doesn't have diabetes, type 2 diabetes. So some people, it may take longer, but I always tell people that the 30 days is a great start. It's a great start to reduce whatever you have going on. You'll be in a better place at the end of the 30 days than what you were at the beginning. So I always encourage people to come back to the challenge, not the next month, but the month after, because every other month, because you don't want to detox or retox. You don't want to put all that bad stuff in your system. So I try and help people to modify their diet and come back, because it's slow and steady wins the race.
Slow and steady.
There's no rush. There's no rush. Slow and steady wins the race, you know, and the body has a way of healing. So if you're giving it the right stuff, it will heal over a period of time.
And that's what I was going to ask you. I was going to say, well, is it the fruit that's doing the healing, or is it the body itself?
The body heals itself. Fruits doesn't heal the body. The body heals itself. But fruits put your body in an environment to heal.
It's all about the environment.
It's all the environment. That's what it's all about, the environment.
Wow.
The environment needs to be clean and pure, and the environment needs to be at rest.
Wow. Someone told me that food is basically, food has information. Food is feeding your body information.
That's
not
correct.
Information, but information.
Yes.
Right? So if you're eating the right food, you're actually educating, taking care of your cells, you're communicating with your cells
absolutely
to function properly. But with certain foods that we're eating has no communication ability whatsoever. So therefore the body is malfunctioning, because it's not being being fed the proper information.
Yeah, the body doesn't recognize, if it's not food, the body will not recognize it.
Right.
It recognizes it as something foreign. And the majority of people in this world today are all eating foreign food-like products. I'm not going to call them food-like products. That's what they're eating.
Yes, yes.
So the body cannot recognize. You know, it cannot recognize. The body knows our physiology hasn't changed. It's always been the same. So it doesn't matter if you was born in 1900, which I know most people are dead now, to whatever. It doesn't matter. Physiology never changes.
So what has changed basically is the food.
The food has changed.
Wow. Amazing. So let's take some questions from the audience. I know I saw one question here from, I believe it's from Eva, right? So let's see. She asked, what are the best fruits you suggest that are best for healing, weight loss, and the most effective fruits to heal the body?
All high watery sweet fruits. It doesn't matter what it is. Apples, orange, pears, pineapples. It doesn't matter, because you choose the fruit that you like. It doesn't matter, because the fruit, as I said at the beginning, the question you asked me, does the body heal itself with the fruit? The body heals itself at rest. Now, fruits digest very, very quickly. So when they digest, your body is back at rest. So your body is in a proper environment so it can heal.
When you say high water fruits, you're talking anything from watermelons?
Yeah, watermelons, apples, orange, pears, anything with a high water content. You know, any of those fruits with a high water content, you know. And it's better, the sweeter the fruit, the better. The sweet fruit, not really, the botanical fruits are fine, but they're not, you know, they are good to eat. But they, if you want to have healing effects, then you need those foods with the sugar, because every single cell in the body runs on sugar. So those sugary fruits will ignite the cells to purge the waste.
Okay, then what do you say to people who are being told by their doctors that not to eat too much fruit because it has all that sugar in it?
Well, I tell them, the doctors are correct. It has sugar in there, but what they fail to understand is that it's not the fruit that's causing their problem. It's the other stuff they're eating. Now, I've always said fruits must be eaten alone. For fruits to become effective and work as a detox, you have to eat it alone. Now, people, when doctors say, oh, your sugar's gone up because you was eating from fruits and your sugar level went up, it's because it's all the other food you ate earlier in the day. Mm. The fat takes longer to break down. The sugar gets mixed with the fat. It cannot get to the cells where it belongs. If you can eat something and it can be shuttled in the cells straight away, you won't have any problems. That's what fruits does. When the body is empty and you're just eating fruits, everything will be sent to, everything will be assimilated into the cells. Now, if you're eating other foods, a lot of high fat foods, and you mix it with the fruit, then what's happening there, you've caused an oil slick. You know, the fruits cannot get through to get into the cells where they belong. They ferment down with all the other foods. Then this is where your body, okay, now my body's in danger. Let me release insulin and store it as fat.
Wow. So fruit should be eaten alone.
Alone. Fruit should be eaten alone. You know, and I always, the suggestion that I have for people who like fruits, if you're eating other foods with fruits, you love fruits, you must always eat fruits on an empty stomach. Never eat fruits after you've eaten something else. So if you start off with fruit in the morning up until midday, if you decide to eat something else, please do not eat no more fruit for the rest of the day. That will get you through.
Wow. Say that again. Please don't eat what type of fruit for the rest of the day?
Don't eat any more. After you eat fruits, you must start off on an empty stomach. Mm-hmm. If you eat anything else other than fruits, do not eat any more fruits for the rest of the day.
Wow. So you don't want to mix fruit with any other types of food later on?
No, because as I say, fruits digest quicker. So right. if you're eating it first thing in the morning up until a certain point in the afternoon or the evening, you're great to go. But the moment you eat something else that takes longer to digest, and then, oh, let me have an apple. Oh, I feel a little hungry. Let me have an apple about 2 hours after I eat. The apple ain't gonna get into the sugar's not gonna get into the cells. It's gotta be all mixed up. As I said, it's like a roadblock. The sugars cannot get into the cells.
Wow, good information. Yeah. Very interesting. Very interesting. Now there's another question here. Let's see. Do you recommend eating greens and salads from
Nadine? Greens and salad, that is fine. You can eat greens and salads if you want for dinner, but I don't recommend it for detoxification. A lot of people think that, you know, you need salads for detoxification. Salads is okay. You know, we don't really, our bodies cannot really use it, but we're being so used to eating salads and eating greens, because what makes a salad taste good? The dressing, what you put on it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not putting anything on it, it doesn't matter if you're squeezing orange juice or you're putting some kind of dressing in. That's what makes you eat it. A lot of people, I'm sure there's a few, may just eat it just like that, you know, but it doesn't have, it's not a great taste. And we don't salivate towards those greens. You know, you have to understand that if you look at a child, you have a child, a baby, you know, and you're giving baby some fruit or green, the baby is going to cause a hissy fit when you're trying to feed into those greens. The baby don't want it. When you put some fruits in front of it, they will eat it and they'll smile and start eating, because fruits is number one, is sweet. Breast milk is sweet. Greens are bitter. They are bitter. That's what babies want, because babies' minds hasn't been corrupted into, you know, they don't, you know, it's just a natural instinct. All the animals in the wild who had their little, you know, their young one, they are born with that natural instinct. We are no different from nature. But these teachings that we need to eat this and need to eat that, that's where we fall short. You know, in nature, people say, oh, well, you know, you're not getting this, you're not getting that, you're not getting this, you're not getting that. Look at the animals in nature. They may eat one or two items in their lifetime and that's it. You know, they're not eating combinations. We the only ones who are eating combinations, and we are the only ones who suffer from deliberating diseases.
Huh. Very, very good. Mm-hmm. So animals in nature, they can stick to one type of food for the rest of their lives.
You know, one or two items, that's all they eat in their natural habitat. Now, you pull them out of their natural habitat, they will eat other stuff because they're not in their natural habitat, because it's just nature. But if they're in their natural habitat, they're just going to eat what they're supposed to eat, what they're designed to eat.
Mm, wow, awesome. There's a question here from Burns. Burns asks, does fresh squeezed fruit juice give the same benefits as eating the fresh fruit?
No, it doesn't. And I'm going to tell you the reason why, because what you've done there, you've removed the vital fiber. Fiber contains, it's gut flora food. You got your good and bad bacteria in your body that which makes up 80% to 80% of the immune system. Now, that's what the gut flora feeds off. It feeds off the fiber. The more fiber the good bacteria gets, the more it will not, the more it will improve and flourish. Now, if it's not getting that, then you're starving it. You're starving your immune system.
Hmm.
That's what you are. Don't get me wrong. Juicing is not bad. It's not gonna kill you, because people, you know, because you're just doing one thing. So yeah, you gotta feel great or whatever. But the moment you start to eat again, the weight will come right back on. You know, but it's gut flora food, probiotics. That's what it is. Probiotics. It's got prebiotics. It's gut flora food. That's what the gut flora feed off to feed on to improve the immune system. This is the reason why we get so many reversals so quickly on fruits.
Hmm.
Because those gut flora are eating those fibers up, and it's maximizing their flourish of bacteria compared to the bad bacteria, because we have good and bad bacteria in our system. The bad bacteria feeds off sugar. You know, so if you're eating a sugary diet, I'm not talking about fruits, processed sugar and fat, then the bad bacteria is feeding off that. It's got to out-nourish, outnumber the good bacteria, and this is how disease starts. You need to keep the good bacteria at a high rate, and that's what fiber from fruits do. So juicing has its place, but it's not optimal.
Right, right. What's the difference between fruit sugar and refined or processed sugar?
Well, refined and processed sugar is something that's been refined from the host. Now, if you have, you know, if you, it's a chain is as strong as its weakest link. So if you're taking stuff away, you're taking all these other nutrients that all work in synergy, then it becomes an isolated nutrient. The body cannot recognize isolated nutrition. The body can only recognize things in its whole form.
Hmm. In this whole form,
because it has vitamins, minerals, fiber. It has all these things that work in synergy, like a perfect orchestra. They all work in together. Now you start taking vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin B. You take that out, and you're just left with that. You know, the train is not strong anymore. It's weak.
Right.
It's weak. Yeah.
Right. Now, but when it comes again to sugar, is the fruit sugar and the processed sugar all processed by the metabolized by the same organ, the liver?
Yes. Fruit sugar actually is assimilated. It's assimilated without any digestive enzymes. So basically, the fructose in fruits will go directly into the cells where they belong. Now, if you have other sugars, then it's like glucose. Your body's got to release insulin. Insulin is a very powerful hormone. It puts your body up and down, high blood sugar, low blood sugar. Fruits right. don't cause that. It keeps you at one stage. This is why people who have type 1 diabetes, fruits is a perfect food for them to eat.
Really?
Yes.
You never hear that anywhere else.
Yeah. Type 1. People have type 1 diabetes. Type 2, but the reason I say type 1, because type 1 is a lot very hard to reverse, you know, and people are taking insulin. So you think about it, if you're eating a sugar that doesn't require any enzyme to be assimilating, then it's perfect for type 1.
Yeah, exactly. Interesting. That's good. Very good take. Let's take another question. Eva asked, do you still only eat fruits daily?
Yes, daily. Yes. Only eat fruits daily. The challenge, while I do, that's my lifestyle. That's what it's called, the Orwell Douglas Fruitarian Lifestyle. just based from what I do.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if Donna, if she can put up the flyer so they can see the challenge, what it looks like, that would be great. So Eva says, he is correct. My cousin was born with juvenile diabetes and now has type 1, and he only eats just fruits and smoothies. He is very healthy and built like Orville. Hey, okay.
Thank you.
And the Didi asks, what are your cheat meals?
My cheat meals, I don't really have a cheat meal. I just eat, you know, I mean, I like raw foods, you know, every now and then when I go to Elizabeth Gone Raw in Washington, D.C. Yeah, every now and then I, like, for my birthday, I went off and had some vegan food, which is fine. When I turned 6 years old, I even had some champagne, you know. So, So it's just I don't look at it as cheat. I don't look at it as cheat food. I just, if I'm going to eat something, I'm going to eat it. It's not a cheat for me because this is the way I live my life, you know. So, yeah.
It's a lifestyle for you.
It's a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I have up now on the screen a flyer about the Fruit Feast Challenge. Explain this all.
Oh, let me see. Oh, the flyer. Yeah. Okay. So the flyer. That is. I cannot see the flyer. Do you have it? Oh.
You don't see it?
No, I don't see it. No.
Well, okay. I think. I see it on the screen. I'm hoping, I wonder if everyone else is seeing it.
Right. Oh, is that what it says? It says subscribe.
Is that the one? Okay. Okay. But right. I have it all.
Yeah.
Eva says she sees it. So, but you know what it looks like. Explain it.
Right. Well, the Fruit Feast Challenge, you know, I have a Fruit Feast Challenge every other month. The next one is May 1st. And, it's all about detoxification. It's all about rejuvenation. It's something that I ask everyone, if you're really interested in being healthy, is to join the group. It's for 30 days, 30 or 31 days. It depends on the month that it falls on. In that group, you can ask all the questions you want to ask. It's a very educational group. It's a masterclass of education that I provide to everyone. Whatever questions people have, they ask the questions. If it's a question that I think that's going to benefit the whole group, then I'll do a video regarding that question, because certain questions applies to everyone. Some questions don't. I also have, also with the challenge, I also have the ebook as well, which actually is necessary for the challenge, because the majority of the stuff in the ebook is actually what I talk about. And also at the end of the challenge, all that information will be deleted. So you will have all that information at hand. Now, this is what the ebook looks like printed. I printed the ebook out, so this is what it looks like. You know, okay. So it's like 39 pages of information. Basically, everyone I'm going to talk about. Also, it has the rules in here regarding what you need to do, what you can and what you cannot do. It's a great resource.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And now the next challenge begins on May 1st, you said.
That's correct, May 1st, right. Yes.
And you have like an early bird special?
Yes. So the early bird special, the regular price for the challenge is $25, but the early bird special is from May 1st until May 15th, and that is for the July challenge. You see, every single challenge that I have, the beginning of the challenge, I always create an early bird special a couple months in advance so that if people want to get that special offer, they join within those 15 days to get that special.
Okay, sounds good. Has anyone joined so far?
Well, not yet, because it's not the for the May. Yeah, a lot of people joined the challenge, but for the July, the early bird special is not out yet. That's not going to be out until May 1st, midnight May 1st. Then the flyer will be up on the website and also on my Facebook page, and then you can get all the information and you can join the early bird special there and then.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Because, you know, I'm very familiar with it, and I've spoken to people who've taken it, and I've seen some of the results firsthand. So it's been amazing to me that the results that people experience, even in a short amount of time, when they started following your advice. I mean, it's mind-blowing. But Vern has a question that I think is extremely important, and I want to go to that.
Okay.
And she asks, let's see. Let me find that question. Would you recommend this program, this Fruit Feast Challenge, for someone who is going through breast cancer and doing chemo?
I recommend it for everybody. Everybody. You know, because if you think about it, all you're doing is eating real food now. That's all you're doing. You're eating real food. Fruit is not something, it's not like a snack, it's real food. Now people say, oh, well, can I do this because I have this disease or that disease? I say, you have to eat every day. Right. You know, we all eat every day. So you're making the right choice of food. It's pointless pulling that bad food into your system when you're trying to feel better. You know, so I would say, yes, it doesn't matter what you have. Fruits is the answer because that is what we are really designed to eat.
And fruits are whole foods.
Fruits are whole foods, yeah.
Right, excellent, excellent. What are your thoughts on mushrooms?
Mushrooms, they say they have, it's like vitamin D, and has this and that, but we don't need that. I mean, everything on the planet has nutrients in it. But the question is, are those nutrients for us? No, they're not. You know, mushrooms, they grow in dark, dingy places. You know, I'm talking about light food. Light food is where the fruits is sun food. You know, anything that can grow anywhere in the dark, I don't think it's like, not to say a dark is a bad thing, but you know, you need light to get the nourishment and stuff like that, you know.
Right.
Sun, you know, I just look at fruits as sun cooked food. That's what they are.
Sun cooked. It is something I've heard that say, eat what nature made, not what man made. If nature didn't make it, don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
I tell you, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. It really does. Now, going back to cancer, because, you know, that's something that I really, when it comes to that, it's so prevalent today and more people are being diagnosed with it, you know. But I remember people who have taken your program where they were diagnosed with cancer and they basically the cancer was gone, you know?
Yes.
That to me is a testament to basically what the power of eating healthy can do, you know?
Absolutely.
The medical profession is built on making money. It's a business, you know? So you got to look at it like that. And I also read where a lot of doctors who prescribe chemo and other treatments for various diseases, when they come down with it, they don't go on that same protocol.
They don't do it.
Yeah.
There was a study that 75% of doctors say they wouldn't do it.
Yes. And I'm like, but you would prescribe it to my family member.
Right.
But you wouldn't take it yourself. Or you wouldn't prescribe it for your mother.
That's their first line of treatment. That's what they taught to do. So you have to offer you, even if a doctor knew something alternative, he could not tell you or she could not tell you that, you know, you should try another route because they would lose their job.
Yes, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a sad but very true.
Yeah,
even says you start at 12 p.m. So what do you eat in a day?
Just fruit. I just eat once a day. So, my diet is very simple. It's very basic. So it really depends on what I want to eat. So if I'm going to eat something, if it's going to be like grapes, that's it.
And that's been working for you.
Yeah, that's for the whole day.
That's for the whole day, right.
That's for the whole day. Yeah, just once a day.
For someone who's just starting out and wants to get involved with this, what do you recommend that they do?
Well, they should eat, you know, my philosophy is eat on when you are hungry and stop when you're satiated. So if you need to eat 5-6 times a day eating fruits, that's what you do. There's nothing wrong with that. It's about where your body's at. When your body gets to a certain amount of, when your body gets to a point of cleansing, you got to find that your body's got to need less. And this is the reason why I get away with less. Because I don't need it. I mean, I don't, you know, I when I've eaten, nothing escalates, you know. I don't get a hunger, you know. Some people may eat and they get hungry after a certain amount of time. That doesn't happen. I stay satiated all the way through.
Go ahead.
And that's what normally happens. So a person who's starting out, eat when you're hungry. You probably need to eat more often than anything else. Don't. A lot of people tend to, they want to do dry fasting or, you know, I said, you don't need to do that. You know, you're not there yet. You know, just take your time. When you're hungry, eat.
Right, right.
That's the bottom line.
And eat until you're satisfied.
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
Right. And that sounds good to me. Now, what about, what's your view on, this is from Nadina Nandini. What's your view about salt consumption?
Salt is rocks. They are rocks. Our body cannot use it. That will stiffen up, the send your blood pressure up. You know, they'll stiffen the arteries. You know, it's organic. The body cannot use inorganic salt. Salts are rock. You know, going back to fruit.
Right.
Fruit has organic sodium. Fruit salt. Fruit salt is what is sodium potassium. That is a salt that your body has within fruits. That your body needs what's in fruits. Potassium, but that rock thing, it doesn't matter how many minerals it have. It could have 10,000 minerals. It doesn't make a difference. It's gonna stiffen up your arteries and it's gonna raise your blood pressure. That's what it does. Even it doesn't matter whether it's table salt or sea salt or Celtic salt or black salt. It doesn't matter what name they're given to it, because one has more minerals than the other. It's gonna do the same thing.
Wow, okay, good answer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you eat nuts or seeds?
No. I always tell people in their lab, you know, seeds are for birds. I'm not a bird, you know, and nuts are for squirrels. I'm not a squirrel either. Yeah. You know, you see the problem, this is what it is. I tell you, the problem is people are so stuck on nutrition. The nutrition information that we've been getting is so flawed. It's about simplicity. As I said, we are trying to get every single nutrient on the planet. If you hear someone on TV, oh, such and such, this thing has this or that, everyone goes and buys it.
Right.
But did it make them healthier? No, it didn't.
Hmm.
The healthier, the less you eat, the less combination you eat, the longer you live, the more healthy you'll be.
Mm. You know, I truly believe that. Oh,
yeah.
And there was a study done on some people who were certain weight sizes, and they did a long-term study. And those who lived the longest were basically the leanest.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes growing up in the bodybuilding world, we wanted to have bigger biceps, big chest, and huge. But down the road, basically, those are the guys who die earlier.
yeah. It's aesthetically pleasing, but. You know, later on, you know, it's just like, you know, so you got to really choose what you really want to do.
It looked really good in that coffin. It looked really big and strong, you know?
Right. Yeah.
What's that going to do? Exactly. Yeah. Let's see. Which fruit provides protein? Good question, because most people think of protein, build muscle, but do fruit provide protein?
Contain amino acids. Protein is recycled amino acids. That's what it is. You're getting it secondary. Protein, you only find protein in animal flesh or animal secretion. That's what you're getting. So you see, if anybody who's, even if they're not into eating plants only, if you think about it, we all know this. If you're into fitness, you all know this. When the body eats the protein, it has to break it down to the simplest form to amino acids for the body can use it. Now, that's what's happening in the body. The body's trying to break the meat down to extract the amino acids. Right. When you go straight to the plant, you're getting the amino acids straight away. You know, no breaking down. This is why I say it's recycled amino acid. That's what it is. It's recycled properly. Protein is recycled amino acids. That's all it is. You know, every single plant contains amino acids. All the animals that are strong like an ox, they all eat plants. That's where they get it from. They don't get it from anywhere else. They didn't eat another animal to get what they're trying to get. It's all from plants.
Yes. And again, I was always taught, you know, you got to eat a lot of meat. You want to build big muscles, man. You know?
Right.
But then look at the ox.
Yeah,
eating grass, whatever they're eating, and I'm like, you're big as strong as an ox. It's crazy, man. So that myth about eating a lot of protein is out the window, you know?
Yes,
you say you can get it from the fruit, the amino acids.
Yes,
aminos, which is awesome. Now, what about the age-old question? This is from Nandini. What about the age-old question of protein? I'm so tired of answering it. My clients, how do you handle it? Well, I think you just answered that, right?
Yeah, I just answered it. You know, I just said it's just recycled protein. You know, that's what it is. It's just like, yeah.
Excellent. Now, what are the next question? I'm not sure who this is from. Are herbs ever recommended?
Not on my channel. No, people use herbs, you know, but I don't see the use of it because, as I said before, herbs don't heal the body. Fruits don't heal the body. Nothing heals the body. The body heals by itself when it's resting. So if you're going to be spending thousands of dollars on herbs is not food. You know, they're bitter. They don't really have a taste that you want to, you know, fruits you can tolerate because fruits, they're sweet. You can eat them.
Yes.
You know, but it's not food. You know, so many people, the majority of the people in the world recommend herbs. I'm the only one who really don't recommend herbs. You know, people be taking it, and you know, people say, oh, yeah, but I have diabetes. I said, but the moment you stop taking it, your symptom returns. To me, that's like a pharmaceutical. It's kind of like a pharmaceutical drug. You know, it's just retaining the symptom. It's not getting rid of it. You have to get to the root cause of the problem. And the root cause of the problem is through detoxification.
Detoxification,
yes.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that next.
Yeah.
But before we do, I want to ask you, is there a difference between organic and not organic, you know?
Well, the only difference is, you know, non-organic is usually, you know, organic is more healthy because the conventional fruits have pesticides, fungicides, herbicides. They use all these spray things. Right. So yeah, organic is always got to be better. It's always got to be better grown. You know, it's always got to taste better as well. You know, but not everybody can afford organic, and it's okay. So I always tell people, if you're really worried about the pesticides residue, you know, you can always go to Google and search something called the Dirty Dozen. You can find out which is the cleanest and dirtiest fruit, so you'll know exactly which fruit to purchase organic and which fruits you don't have to.
Right. The Dirty Dozen. So that should stop someone from buying fruit if it's not organic. Just, you know, if that's all you can afford.
Yeah, because people on the channel, I get the same question on the channel. People ask me, do I need to purchase organic? And I say, you don't have to. You know, people in the challenge, they're still reversing diseases and they've been eating non-organic.
Right, and they still reversing a myriad of diseases.
Yeah, still reversing the diseases, yes.
Exactly. Yes. What about water? Do you drink water?
No, I only use water for if I'm going to make a smoothie, and the type of water would be distilled water, because distilled water contains zero minerals. You don't want any minerals in your body from water. Minerals in water are very calcified, and they're rocks. Your body cannot use it. And I tell people there's always a big debate about spring water, distilled water. Oh, it's got sodium, it's got magnesium, it's got calcium. I say, yeah, it's got all that. Like I go back to being before, just because it has all that thing doesn't mean it's for you. You know, the minerals in water are very rock and calcified. And you can see this anywhere. You can put spring water through a distiller, and I've done that. And you'll see the hard stones that's left behind. You don't see that when you're drinking it, but you'll see what when it's left behind. Medical facilities, if they're gonna use water in any of their treatments, they always use distilled water.
Huh.
The reason for that is because the distilled water is pure water and it's not going to clog up their machines and break it.
Interesting. Very good. So essential water is not a good water either.
No, anything alkaline. No.
Alkaline.
You don't need any. You know, the body is slightly alkaline. Water is neutral. That's what it's supposed to be. Distilled water is neutral.
Mm-hmm. And would you say a lot of us are getting sick because our body is more acidic than alkaline?
Yes. Yeah, because of the type of foods people are eating. When I explained earlier regarding the type of food people are eating, they're food-like products. The body does not recognize it as food. So it's going to fight as long as it can to keep you well.
Yes.
This is the reason why when people get diseases like high blood pressure, cancer, diabetes, it wasn't something that happened yesterday. This has been in the making for probably 10, 15 years. The body has been fighting so hard with its natural resources to keep you healthy, but it comes to a point where your natural resources run out. Boom, yes. That's where the disease comes.
Yes, and like you said, it doesn't happen overnight.
It doesn't happen overnight, no.
It takes time for this to materialize.
Absolutely.
You know? But if you do something about it now, you know, start, I mean, there's no time like the present.
There's no time like the present. Time like the present. It doesn't matter where you are in your health journey. It doesn't matter where. Do something now. Something now, you know?
Yes.
Because the future has a way of arriving unannounced.
That is so true, my brother. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. Are there any available fruits you would stay away from?
Fatty fruits, like the avocados and the durian or whatever you call it, those have the fatty fruits. Anything with a high fat content, I stay away from.
So if you're making a smoothie, you want to put a little consistency, you put a little avocado in there, you would stay away from.
Yeah, bananas will make your avocado with a thick consistency, and that's what I use when I make a smoothie.
Yeah, bananas, yeah. Okay.
Bananas, ripe bananas. Yeah, that will give some texture to the smoothie.
You say ripe? You want to wait until they're totally black?
So they're speckled. Once they're speckled, you got like specks all over them. That's mm-hmm. when they're good to go.
Wow. Okay. All
you
right.
It depends on you can leave them a little long. Now speckled, when you start speckling, you're good to eat them. But before that, if they're not speckled, wait until you get some speckles on them. Otherwise, that they're no good.
Wow. Okay. Now, you mentioned detoxification. Now, this mm-hmm. is very important. And what are your views about fasting, intermittent fasting?
Intermittent fasting is good because what it does, it puts in your body into an environment where natural growth hormones will be released by the pituitary gland within that time. So that means, you know, you're working at that hormone is good assistance to burn fat and build muscle.
Right.
Yeah.
And so there's different types of fasting, different types of schedulers, basically.
Right.
Like, you know, 16 and 8. Some people do it every other day, you know.
Right.
So in your challenge, do you recommend that?
No.
Not during the challenge.
I don't recommend it. I say just eat when you're hungry, you know, just eat when you're hungry. That's all you got to do. You got to get the results you want to get. Wow. You know, you have to remember when you eat fruit, they'll be digesting within 30 minutes. So your body's gone back to naturally fasting.
Right. Wow.
You know, so you're not fasting for 16 hours. Really, you're fasting for a lot longer. And it depends how many times a day you're eating. So you eat something, digest, you're back, you're awake and you're back to fasting. So you don't have to go prolonged without anything to eat.
Right, right. And I notice when I do intermittent fasting, if I normally eat, let's say my breakfast is around 7 in the morning, and I decide that I'm not going to eat until maybe 12 in the afternoon,
right.
I notice that I still have those cravings because my body is used to eating at a certain time. But just focus on what I'm doing, not even worry about the growling in my stomach, eventually it's going to subside. But why?
That's great.
Because if you get hungry, your body's going to feed off of your fat.
Right.
It's not going to starve.
It's not going to starve at all. You know, people think they miss the meal, they're going to die.
Right.
You
know? Right. Well, I used to tell people, look, if you don't feed me, I'm very irritable. And then I realize that's crazy.
Along with, as well with some people, irritability is something common because their body doesn't know any different, better, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eva said, I started drinking a morning smoothie with all natural almond butter, banana, chia seeds, bone broth, protein, hemp seed, yogurt, water, all with coconut water and ice smoothie. Is this healthy? Then in the afternoon, my one meal is a salad. Is this sustainable and will I lose weight?
It's not bad, but it's just too much. I mean, it's just like, you don't need all that combination. You really don't.
Interesting.
You know, you don't need, you know, it's not bad. Don't get me wrong, but you don't need all that. This is a great point. This person mentioned what I mentioned earlier. We think we need to get all the nutrients on the planet.
Yes.
So we tend to have all these combinations together. Yes. When the simpler you are, the simpler you live, the healthier you'll be.
Mm.
You know, that's all it is, you know.
It's powerful.
But it's not bad. That what you're having is not bad at all. It's not bad at all. But you don't really need all that.
In other words, you can save money.
You can save a lot of money.
Okay.
Yeah.
And still get the results you're looking for.
Still get the results. If you know, if you want to lose weight,
powerful.
It's all about exercising. Mm-hmm. You know, the weight will come up. It doesn't matter. You don't have to eat all that. You know, I'm trying to say the weight will come up.
Right. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Next question. How can I tell if a watermelon is ripe? Proper time to eat.
You're asking the wrong person, because I'm not really a big watermelon fan. So I can't really answer that question, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people say maybe you make a big yellow spot on there, or maybe you're banging, it may sound like some vibrating, but I don't really eat watermelons. So that's a fruit, you know what I mean? So that's what I've heard, but it's a fruit that I don't really consume.
Right. You're speaking from experience here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I definitely appreciate that. You're not just going to give some theoretical.
Yeah.
You found out read somewhere, which is awesome. But you mentioned exercise. Now, being a fruitarian that you are, some people would wonder if you have the energy, if you have the strength of people who are meat eaters. I mean, what do you say about that?
Well, I'd say as for 6-year-old, I would say I have more energy than them. They may look big, they may be bigger than me or whatever, or something like that. At the end of the day, I have a lot of energy because, you know, I'm running nine miles in like say 7 minutes or 7 point or 6 point something on, you know, the timing. Wow. You know what I mean? Yeah, really? That's what I'm doing. I do high intensity interval training sprint. You see, with me, I eat at midday. I work out at 3 o'clock in the morning. No, sorry, 4 o'clock now, because the gym, 4 or 5 o'clock, the gym opens late now. I haven't eaten anything. I go to gym on an empty stomach. Right. And I'm there just pounding away with the weight, with the running, with the sprinting. I'd say I have more energy than the majority of people who are even half my age.
And I would say that you're right.
Right.
You know what
right,
saying?
Right.
And it's funny,
you know me. So
I know
you. Yeah. You already know me, so you know, yeah. So.
Yes. And again, high intensity interval training is no joke, but it'll definitely help you to burn fat quicker and help you to also build lean muscle, you know?
Yes.
And when you're in training like that, it also releases your human growth hormone.
Absolutely, yes.
Which is important when it comes to building muscle.
Absolutely, you know? Yep.
So yes, that indeed. To me is amazing. And I like also how you work out on the empty stomach, because you were the first person to tell me that by doing that, you're burning calories that you put on the night before, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it made a lot of sense to me. And I was like, wow. I realized that's the best way. If you want to lose weight, build muscle,
absolutely. That's
the best, one of the best ways to do it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the body's using fat as fuel, you know? First thing in the morning, that's the body turns to. It has no carbohydrates. The first preferred fuel that the body will use is carbohydrates.
Right.
So if the body is using fat as fuel, that means it's got to burn the body fat that you have. It's got to use that as fuel.
Yes.
Now, if you decide to, I know some people say they feel weak, they cannot work out in the morning or, without eating anything. But you think about whatever you eat in the morning before you work out, even if it's like 2 hours or before that, your body's got to use the fuel that you ate. It's not gonna tap into your fat storage. It's not gonna do that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it won't do that.
You gotta it'll take a lot longer before it can tap into that.
It will tap into it once those calories are burnt from what you ate. You know, but
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not really rocket science. It's just understanding how the body works.
Absolutely.
And working with your body, you know?
Absolutely, yes.
And that's it. So let me see if I have any other questions. This has been great. Do you clean your fruit before eating? And if so, how or with what?
Distilled water, rinse it with distilled water. That's it. I don't go for squeaky clean fruits. I don't use vinegars, which are acidic. I don't use baking soda. I just rinse it with water, rinse it with distilled water, and that's it.
That's it.
I'm good to go. People, I can understand people are very finicky about their fruits, you know, whether they need to put this on there and put that on there. But, you know, I don't think about it, but did you treat your regular diet like that before? No, you didn't. You just ate the food with all these hormones and this and that. You know, that's the way I look at it.
Right. You
know what I mean? For me, it's about simplicity. Yeah, you know, fruits may have the pesticides on there. That's why we mentioned a dirty dozen. You know, yes. You can choose, you know, choose thicker skin fruits, you know, but and the thin skin fruits, you should purchase organic. But naturally, you know, I just rinse it with distilled water. That's it.
Wow. A simple way of living.
Simple way. Mm-hmm.
Simple way of living. And that's the key. I think we try to overcomplicate things. You know?
Yeah, that's what we do. Overcomplicate things.
Make it look like it's much harder than what it truly mm-hmm. is.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So how can people contact you, Ol, if they want to talk to you or reach out to you or join the challenge?
Okay. So you can go to my website and join the challenge, and you can see everything about me, the testimonials on the website, about the Fruit Feast Challenge. You can, you know, everything regarding health, everything, you know, I have a store on the website where you can buy my brand. You see, I got a t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know, if you can see it.
Yeah.
T-shirts. You got, you know, so I got all different pages. So you can contact me on the website, and my website is orvelldouglas.com. Very simple, orvelldouglas.com. You can also reach me on Facebook, Orvel Douglas Fruitarian Lifestyle, or my regular page, Orvel Douglas. Or you can reach me on Instagram, which is black_fruitarian1964.
Right. Excellent. Excellent. And I'm sure for those of you who might have a question for Orvel, Orvel will be more than happy to answer it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, just let them know you are listening to this program and that you have a question for him. He'll answer it. Any other questions before we go? Because this has been great, you know, very inspiring as usual, Orvel, and very informative. And I'm going to actually put it out on YouTube and release it as well, you know?
Okay, great.
But this has been great. So if that's it, this has been wonderful. I just want everyone to make health a priority. You know, it doesn't have to be complicated. You know, we're all human beings and we have needs and desires, but they can be met if you take the right steps and believe in yourself, because if you don't, who will? And take care of yourself, because if you don't, who will? And we'll do other live streams down the road, but this was very important to me, having Orvel back to, again, talk about, share his knowledge. And hopefully some of you will join the challenge, because I think it makes a huge difference, because he's there. And he's always putting in more information that you can learn about. And he's the real deal. And he's made a profound effect in my life. And you're welcome, Eva. Appreciate the insight. Great job. Thank you so much. We'll share with others planning to join. Great, Vern. Vern, I think you're going to really benefit from it. He has been very helpful to me and hundreds and thousands of people. I mean, you have people who joined the challenge from England, Germany, Ireland. They're all over the place.
Yeah, all over the world. You know, that's why in the group, at the beginning of the challenge, I always like to ask everyone where they're from. So, you know, they kind of comment where they're from so I can see, you know, where the participants are within the world.
Truly international, my brother.
Yeah.
Truly international.
Thank you.
Your channel, and what you're doing just been growing exponentially. So I'm happy to have you, because I know there could become a time when I'm going to have to go through your secretary to get you. So I figured let me squeeze as much as I can squeeze out of you now. Because, you know, this is what happens when you blow up, you know?
Yeah, really appreciate it.
Anyone on the fence about joining the food challenge, do it. Yes, do it. You won't regret it.
Yes.
It's amazing, you know?
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm going to be putting this out on YouTube as well so others can actually see it and have a chance to participate. So with that being said, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Donna, thank you behind the scenes. for handling the YouTube for me, and Vern and Cynthia and Eva and Dollar and everyone else, Hazel Gardner, all you people that.
My mom, Hazel Gardner.
Oh, that's your mom. What? Yeah, yeah. All the way from the UK, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. You have a wonderful son there, Mom. You birthed a wonderful child. He's helping so many of us on our journey. Thank you.
I didn't even see, once you mentioned her name, because I guess my picture is covering, I can see the hey, so I think my picture is covering up her name. That's the reason why I didn't even get to see her long, but thanks for joining, Mom.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Yeah. So look, enjoy the rest of the weekend. God bless each and every one of you. And let's stay healthy and strong. And on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks to Fitness, I truly want to thank you for coming on the show and let you know that, remember, we don't stop exercising because we grow old. We grow old because we stop exercising.
There you go.
And eating healthy.